News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
12 minutes after 7 on News Talk Breakfast. The International Air Transport Association is calling for a relaxation of EU rules around compensation for flight delays. Claire Dunn is the CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Morning, Claire.
Good morning. How are you?
Needless to say, these are the airlines that are calling for this. I can't imagine why.
Absolutely. This legislation, the EU 261 protection, it's primarily consumer protection, and it was introduced in 2005 to give air passengers compensation, but also to give them care and assistance in the event of delays. So at the moment, you can qualify, depending on the delay, you can get either €250, €400 or €600, depending on the length of your flight and the reason for the delay. So there's also, the airlines can claim that the delay is due to extraordinary circumstances, something that's outside of their control, something like a weather, or if there's a lightning strike, something that, you know, an airline strike that they wasn't anticipated, something like that. Then sometimes, like the recent outage, the electrical outage in Heathrow there a few weeks ago, that was extraordinary circumstances, so didn't kick in EU 261.
Of course, the other challenge is air traffic controllers going on strike, as you've mentioned, the lightning strike, but also now delays because we don't have enough air traffic controllers. Is that really
exactly
at the core of all of this?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's probably pressure from the airlines to try and get this sorted out, which is absolutely reasonable. But I think that, you know, the concentration should be on getting that sorted out rather than reducing consumer protection. This legislation was introduced, as I say, primarily to protect consumers. And the secondary benefit of that has been that airlines have been really concentrating since it was introduced on reducing delays and minimizing delays. So the emphasis really needs to shift to the air traffic delays and why they are happening and what can prevent them.
Yeah, I'd imagine that the European Union probably won't have any truck with this whatsoever, because they're obviously there to protect the consumer. The airlines are there to protect themselves.
Absolutely. And I mean, this has, as I say, the revision started in 2013, but it's been sort of making its way through. Initially, it was hard to get agreement between the European Parliament, the Commission and the European Council. And then there was Brexit and obviously the pandemic. So it's come back into focus now under the Polish presidency. They have put it back on their agenda. So there is interest, if you say, in Europe to get a revision put through. But it is, as I say, primarily consumer protection. So it's not likely, I wouldn't think, that the EU is going to reduce consumer protection. In fact, what the airlines are pushing for is to reduce the three-hour delay, to increase the three-hour delay when compensation kicks in to 5 hours. But there's an opposite lobby that's actually pushing for that delay to be reduced to 2 hours. So there's a lot to play for yet.
Okay. And obviously we're heading into the busiest season now, where aircraft should be filling up nicely. What are the load factors like? Because there was still a decent amount of value to be had on late bookings up until recently.
Yeah, but they're pretty full, all right. And I don't actually have the load factor to hear, but from what I'm hearing from the airlines, they're pretty busy. And been out to the airport a few times over the last few weeks, and certainly very busy.
Okay, Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Good luck to people who are on the way to the airport now, the lucky sods. Thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.